remember when it all started. When you first caught my eye. No? No, of course you don't. Why would you? But that's okay. That's perfectly okay. You will soon. Or maybe not. It's a little fun mystery, isn't it? Oh, don't look at me like that. You're making that face again. Like I'm the villain here. It's not very nice, you know. I worked very hard to make everything just right for us. I mean, look around. The lights, the tree. Oh, the tree. Isn't it beautiful? I picked out every single ornament myself. Do you see that one? The little red heart near the top? Yeah, that one. I made it. For us. But you don't appreciate it, do you? You never noticed me before. So why would you notice the little things now? I bet you think this is some crazy coincidence, some random act of insanity, that you were just unlucky enough to be chosen. No, sweetheart. You weren't chosen. We were meant to be. Fate has this funny way of whispering in my ear, nudging me along. You're here because it's Christmas, and Christmas is for miracles and for love. Do you remember what I said earlier about when it all began? You're probably sitting there, tied up like that, wondering if I'm going to explain it. That's the thing about Christmas stories. They always start with a bit of suspense, like, will Santa come? Will the snow ruin the party? Will the girl finally get noticed by the one she's loved all along? But that last one, I don't have to wonder about that anymore. You're here, aren't you? You should really drink your cocoa before it gets cold. Oh, right, you can't. Not with your hands like that. My bad, I keep forgetting. You must think I'm so stupid. Always forgetting the little details. But not with you. Never with you. I know every little detail about you. Like the way you always hum that stupid jingle when you think no one's around. Or how your left shoe always squeaks a little louder than the right one. Oh, and your favorite Christmas movie? Easy, it's... Yeah, I don't even have to say it. You know I know. Though, personally, I think this is a better story, don't you? Two people, snow falling outside, a fire crackling, the tension of unspoken truths. It's romantic, and I've always been a sucker for romance. But then, you've always liked to play the hero, haven't you? So noble, so good. It's endearing, really. Watching you hand out gifts at the office party, listening to your stupid little jokes. You never knew I was there, did you? In the corner. Blending in like a shadow. But I'm not a shadow anymore, am I? No, now I'm the only one here. The only one who truly sees you. And isn't that what everyone wants? To be seen? To be loved? I can see it in your eyes. You're still trying to figure it out. The why. People always get so caught up in the why. It doesn't matter. Not really, because the truth is, you're mine now. Mine to protect. Mine to keep. And I'm yours, too. It's funny, isn't it? Christmas is supposed to be about giving. But all I want to do is keep you right here, forever. Doesn't that sound nice? Oh, don't worry. I'll make sure you're comfortable. We'll have all the time in the world to talk, to laugh, to fall in love. You'll see. You'll see that I'm not the bad guy. I'm the girl who never gave up. The one who believed in us when no one else did. And maybe, one day, you'll look back on this and thank me. Thank me for saving you from all the noise, all the distractions, for giving you a Christmas you'll never forget. You're so quiet. It's almost disappointing. I thought you'd have more spirit. I mean, I've seen it before. That fire in your eyes when you're trying to be charming. Where's all that energy now, I get it. You're scared. It's okay to be scared. Fear has this funny way of making us vulnerable. It strips away the walls we put up, leaves us raw and honest. And isn't that what Christmas is about? Being vulnerable with the people you love? I mean, think about it. They write songs about this kind of thing, about the magic, the miracles, the risks people take for love during this time of year. Like that one song where the girl waits under the mistletoe for her kiss, not knowing if he'll come. But me, I didn't wait. Waiting is for people who don't know what they want. I knew from the first moment. I knew. And now you don't have to wonder. You don't have to hope. I'm right here, always. Oh, that. It's for later. A little surprise I've been working on. You'll love it. Trust me, it's thoughtful, just like everything else I've done for you. But I suppose you're not really in the mood for surprises right now, are you? You know, you may laugh or whatever, but I'm a bit more traditional. I don't like to give gifts right away. I like to wait for the first star in the sky to appear. You know what I'm talking about. You don't have to say it. I can see it in your eyes. The questions, the doubt, the disbelief. How could she do this? Why me? You're replaying every interaction in your head, aren't you? Trying to pinpoint the moment where it all went wrong. Or maybe the moment where it all started. Do you want to know? Do you really? I could tell you, you know. I could spill every little detail. The first glance. The sleepless nights. The plans I made just to see you smile. But where's the fun in that? See, you think this is about you, don't you? Like you're the center of this story. But that's not entirely true. This is about us, about what we could be, about the life we're meant to share. And maybe it's also about me, about the things I deserve. You don't know what it's like to be invisible, to give and give and never be noticed, to scream into the void, hoping someone, anyone will hear you. But no one ever does. No one except you. I know you didn't mean to. I know you weren't trying to give me hope. But you did. Every smile, every laugh, every moment you looked my way. It was enough to keep me going. Enough to make me believe that maybe, just maybe, I could be someone worth noticing. But then I realized something. Waiting around, hoping you'd see me, that wasn't gonna work. No, I had to make you see me. I had to make you understand. And now? Now you do. At least I think you do. I hope you do. Do you? You're probably thinking I'm crazy, that I've lost my mind. I've heard it plenty of times. People are so quick to judge. But isn't love supposed to be a little unhinged? People do wild things for love all the time. They write songs, climb mountains, cross oceans. This isn't so different. And look at you now, sitting here, all tied up like a Christmas present. You know, I almost wrapped you up in actual paper. Wouldn't that have been funny? A big red bow and everything. But then I thought, no, you're not a gift. You're a person. My person. Can you imagine it? Our future together. Lazy mornings by the fire. Snow falling outside. Decorating the tree. Cooking dinner. Laughing at stupid jokes. Just us. No one else. No distractions. Doesn't that sound perfect? Of course, it's not going to be easy. Love never is. There'll be moments when you want to run, when you think you can escape. But let me save you the trouble. You can't. Because love isn't something you run from. It's something you fight for. Something you hold on to even when it hurts. And I'm not going to let you go. Not now. Not ever. I know it's scary. Change always is. But you'll see. You'll see that this is right. That we're right. And one day, you'll thank me. You'll look back on this moment and realize it was the best thing that ever happened to you. I can be fun. I can be everything you need. You just have to give me a chance. And really, what choice do you have? You're going to love it here, I promise. But for now, I think there's something you need from me. Something that'll prove how much I really care about you. I know you've had a long day, and it may even seem like it's about to end on a bad note, but trust me, it is not. Look, see? Over there, the first, very first star. You remember what that means, right? Remember about the little surprise I mentioned earlier? No. Don't worry. It's nothing scary. Quite the opposite, really. A man like you especially, has his needs. And I know what those needs are. And I know I got what it takes to take care of them. You don't know what I'm talking about? Sure. Maybe it's even better. The surprise will be bigger. Would you like me to untie you? I don't know. Can I trust you? Will you not do anything stupid? I wouldn't recommend it. Did I mention I know karate? Pretty quick, huh? That's how fast I'll react if I suspect anything. So be careful. And who knows? Maybe if you prove that you can behave properly, we won't need to tie you again. Sounds good, right? There we go. Now come, give me your hand, and follow me. Doing good so far. So far, so far. Where are we going? Does it matter? We're going to a very special place. My bedroom. And here we are. I hope you like roses. Go on. What are you waiting for? Get on the bed. What's this all about? Come on, how old are you? Really? I let you slide earlier, but now, isn't it painfully obvious? I'm about to give you the best Christmas night of your life, and maybe even the best night of them all. I'm going to strip naked and fuck you senseless until the sunrise. No. Listen, I understand you wanted to act like you're not liking being here before, but you can't fool me here. Are you trying to say that you don't want any of this? This ass? Those tits? Come on, admit it. You want to motorboat them. I'll let you. I'll let you do anything you want to me, babe. All I want to do is just to make you feel good, make you feel happy. What are your kinks? Fetishes? You can tell me. No need to be shy with me. I'll be into whatever you're into. I can be your naughty little plaything. Or I can be your mommy, who plays with your hair while giving you a powerful hand job, whispering, calling you my good little boy. Oh yeah? I can tell you like that idea. I can tell that. You would like me to take the lead, take control. Go ahead, pull your pants down. I'll show you why I'm the one for you. I'll show you how much fun I can really be. Well, that didn't take long. I was afraid I'd have to try hard to convince you. Shh. It's okay. Mommy understands it all, sweetheart. Mommy will take care of you. I'll just take the rest of my clothes off. And hop on top of you. Shh, no. I promise. This is okay. This is meant to be. See? You're safe with me. You're safe with mommy. You're safe in mommy's pussy. Yeah. You're so safe, baby. Shh. Stop talking. Just let me do it. Let me take care of you. Close your eyes. Enjoy. Don't worry about a thing. See, this is how your life could be. If you stay with me, if you marry me, I could be waking you up just like this. And I could be tucking you in just like this. Wouldn't that be so much fun? Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, that's a good boy. I can feel it. You're about to lose it, aren't you? It's okay. The night is young. Just let go. Fill me up, baby. I'm ready. It won't end, I promise. I've got so much more in store for you. So many positions I'm gonna fuck your brains out in. Come on, give it to me. Give it to mommy. Come. Come inside of this pussy. Oh, shoot it all up in my stomach. Oh, come, baby. Come for me. Oh, 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 yeah. Oh. Good boy. Now, I'll let your cock rest in my pussy for a little while. I know you must be sensitive. Just tell me when, and I'll start again.